Sportsnet 650.
On the draw, shot by Evans, he scores! Oh! Evans wins the game for the Kings! Darryl Evans shot it from the right side, up under the crossbar, and the Kings have taken the lead in the series!
35 years ago, man, time flies. The Miracle Manchester.
Yeah, Miracle on Manchester. Amazing.
And the man who broke a lot of Oiler hearts.
Mr. Miracle.
And shocked the world, the miracle worker himself, Kings radio analyst Darryl Evans. Darryl, can you believe it's been 35 years? Does it feel like it?
No, nowhere near that. When you think back, it seems like it was yesterday sometimes. It seems like it was so far back, but, it's something that you never forget, and it's just great to be able to have a memory of that magnitude, from my career.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's hard to believe, the time going by, right?
Amazing, amazing. And now you've been with the Kings for 15 years now as their radio analyst. You've seen a lot of downs with Los Angeles, but you've also seen a lot of ups as well. This is a really good hockey team right now, and they've been that way for a few years.
Yeah, you go back. They started. Probably about 10, 15 years ago, they put together a real solid foundation. I think one thing that they understood at that time from, looking back at the history of the Kings was they had to build the team through the draft. And I remember when Dave Taylor was a general manager, that was one thing that he put a lot of emphasis on. And, it started with drafting guys like Kopitar and the Quicks, the Dustin Browns, those type of players. And it just emerged from there when Dean Lombardi came on board. He continued to, have that same philosophy, and they built the team through the draft. And, you look at the core of this hockey team, primarily has been built through the draft. They made a couple of significant trades, but they do still have that, that core that they won the cup with in 12 and 14, and that core is still intact. And it's really not an aged core either. It's a team that you can still, build around, develop young players around, and they should compete for the next few years.
Darryl, I was stunned when I looked at, and we were talking about this morning, of the players that we're likely to see tonight, guys that are healthy and not injured right now. Of their top 12 forwards, only three didn't come from the draft. That's impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, it is. But I think when you look at it, I think a lot of teams have got that same blueprint right now. When it comes to free agency, with the salary cap, really even off the playing field, and it's tough to really lure guys away, unless you've got a lot of money laying around. And unfortunately, that's not the case anymore because, the players are, getting money at a younger age. And you have to do it through the draft because that's something that you can control. And I think if you do it the proper way, I think you can kind of gradually bring guys into your system and allow you to be able to manage your finances as well. You're always going to have your core players that are, going to be making a lot of money and, deservedly so, but you're also going to have young guys that are going to be able to come up. And I think it's important that, you continue to keep developing. And I think if the young players that you do draft, all the kids, when we get drafted at 18, 20 years of age, you want to play immediately. But I think that, the big picture is that if you can develop properly, it'll probably extend your career out a little bit. And I think we're going to start seeing, some players play a little bit longer as long as, they've had that proper development and, they keep themselves intact contract-wise. They should always have a value somewhere around the league.
We're talking to Darryl Evans, talking about Kings hockey here on this home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. I'll learn how to talk here if I can at some point in time. Can you tell me where, Darryl, can you tell me where Dustin Brown found the fountain of youth here? 8 goals already. He's a point-a-game player through 17 games. And I look like we had pretty much looked at this guy as maybe being the next Old Yeller where we take him around the back of the barn here. I mean, 11 goals some of these last few seasons. And all of a sudden, like he's on the cusp of passing some of the last few season totals in no time here. What's happening with Dustin Brown?
Well, I think he's been given the opportunity. I really liked Dustin Brown's game last year. I thought he was really solid, one of our most consistent players, probably from the beginning of the season to the end. And I think this year, with the change of the, management, the coaching staff, I think he had a chance to sit down with John Stevens. And I think they communicated very well that, John felt that, he could be given an opportunity and, still had a lot left in the tank. And, Dustin's worked extremely hard over the years to be able to, you know, stretch his career out into these years and still, you know, still be an impact player. The big difference is he's playing in a significant role. I think when you look back the last few years, his role on the team, he's been down on the third line a little bit and not necessarily playing as prominent a role, playing with guys like Kopitar and not getting necessarily the primary power play time. And that's been a change this year. You know, he came into camp in great shape, and the immediate chemistry that he rebuilt with Kopitar, but the kid I have followed that's on the line with him is really put together a nice line, and that line has been intact from day one. Brown, you know, goes to the front of the net, leads the team in power play goals with four, and he's just rejuvenated. He's having fun playing the game again, but I think the big thing is he's playing in a more prominent role, and he feels he's really got a value on this hockey team. And you know, there's a lot left there. He's in great shape. I think he understands the game very well. You know, he doesn't go run around and, you know, like he did in his early years when he was, you know, having 8 and 10 hits a game. He picks his spots, makes the contact when he gets a chance, but he gets in there and he battles. He goes to the hard areas, and because of that, not only he's thriving with it, but his line mates and his teammates as well.
Darryl, appreciate you doing this morning. Thanks for taking the time, and have a good game tonight.
My pleasure. Should be a great one. Looking forward to a Pacific Division matchup.
There we go. Yeah, we haven't said too many times so far this season here. The first. That's Darryl Evans, Kings analyst.
Sportsnet 650.